This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Some prominent locally based scientists are joining a group of international colleagues calling for a thorough investigation to determine the origin of the pandemic. The group includes Mark Lipsitch, a professor of epidemiology at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. He says he signed the letter published in the journal Science to raise awareness.
Many of us in the scientific community believe there just aren't any answers yet, one way or the other, and we are not taking the position that this evidence is stronger in favor of one or another hypothesis. I think we probably even have varying views on that. But what we are saying is that the existing evidence has not ruled out a laboratory origin, nor has it shown ruled out a natural origin. And there's really no positive evidence either. It's just pretty much a lack of evidence right now.
And it seems like you put a lot of emphasis on the need for transparency.
That's right. I think the investigation will be credible insofar as it's done in an open fashion with access to as much data from the laboratory and from potential zoonotic origins as possible. And so transparency is essential, as in almost any other controversial issue.
What about the investigation that was conducted by the World Health Organization?
That investigation almost exclusively focused on natural origins, describing the possibility of a lab accident as a conspiracy theory, and devoted about 100 pages to the natural origin hypothesis and only a few pages to the alternative that it had something to do with a laboratory. And even the director general of the World Health Organization, after that report was released, said that it was not a final answer to the question and that more work needed to be done, as have governments of the United States and a number of other countries.
How did this imbalance occur?
There are some possibilities that the composition of the committee and the lack of access really to comprehensive records from China had something to do with the imbalance.
The whole coronavirus origin story has very much intertwined with political polarization, certainly in the U.S. Can you enlighten us about navigating this?
I think having a very international group doing the investigation is critical. This is not a U.S. issue particularly. It has been incredibly politicized, and I think that's unfortunate. The question of where this came from, it may be that we just aren't ever going to find the evidence, but we have to try. And I think the main thing to do is to have a committee that has as much access as possible and as wide a representation from disinterested parties as possible.
In what ways will learning the origin of this pandemic help us?
This is, in some ways, the most significant event of the last several decades on the global stage. So understanding why it happened is essential just for people to understand what's just hit them, and also in order to make sure that we reduce the probability that it happens again. And we should be working very hard both to enhance lab safety and to prevent naturally occurring pandemics, because they both are threats. But if this did come from a laboratory, then that really has implications for the kind of work that we should be doing and the kind of safeguards that need to be in place if we're going to do that work. And if it came from a natural reservoir, there's been lots of work to try to understand how pandemics emerge from natural reservoirs. This is the only recent data point of a pandemic that did emerge in that way, if that's how it emerged. And so it's going to be incredibly instructive to the very people who are saying this is a natural pandemic to know how it worked. So even they should be very interested in getting to the bottom of the origin.
Is epidemiology always this intertwined with people dividing into camps that have such political intensity behind them?
I don't think so, and I don't think it needs to be that way. But I think when it touches on questions that involve so many people, the risks of politicization get greater. And when it touches especially on something that has just dominated all of our lives globally for the last year, I think it's a high-risk situation. But I think as scientists, our goal should be and has been among those who wrote this letter, to try to say this has political implications, but it's a question of fact. It may be an answerable question of fact, or it may not be answerable, but we should try to answer it. And the answer should not be governed by what we want to hear or what we wish was true, but by where the facts point.
Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health Professor of Epidemiology Mark Lipsitch on the call from scientists for a full and transparent investigation to determine the origin of the pandemic.